The Marie Kondo method has been getting a lot of press in the last year or two. People are purging and finding ways to live a more minimalist lifestyle that sparks joy. But despite this new trend, studies show that consumers continue to spend thousands of dollars on things they don't necessarily need. Joining us now is Michael Burns, president and CEO of the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation. He's here to tell us more about their Saving is the New Savings initiative and how you can factor in charitable donations to your financial plan. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Why did you decide to start Saving is the New Savings? I love the name. I think it's a great name. Why did you decide to push forward on this initiative?
Well, we think a lot of Canadians are, at malls, online, making purchases. And we think that as they're considering that new gift that they're going to get for a loved one or a friend, that there's an opportunity for them to think about how they can give now and save forever. And obviously, cancer research is expensive. We spend collectively across this country close to $8 billion on it a year, both in terms of research and clinical care. But we know that we're up against a tough fight with cancer. More people are being diagnosed than ever before. One in two of us are going to get it in our lifetime. And so we need to stack the odds in our favor. And we think this is a great time of the year when people are out thinking about making a purchase, that they also think about what they can do to pay forward and save lives.
It is a very, very competitive marketplace, not just, the gifting of goats and wetlands, but even within the cancer space, if I can call it that, there's a lot of messages that consumers are receiving. How does Princess Margaret differentiate itself and doesn't get lost? I mean, I know it's big, so it's not getting lost, but doesn't get sort of lumped together with all those other causes who also do extraordinary work.
Yeah, well, let me give you just a sort of macro overview. There are more than 87,000 registered charities in Canada.
Wow.
There's more than 200 just in the cancer space. Now, lots of different sizes and focus for each one of those. But when it comes to Princess Margaret, we are Canada's only standalone cancer research center. We are recognized as one of the top five cancer research centers in the world. We're on every continent on the planet except for Antarctica, with more than 300 academic research and capacity building engagements. This is a center that does things a lot differently. We are focused not on some cancers, we're focused on all cancers, and there's more than 200 types. And we all really are seen as a global leader, not just making impact in the GTA, but across the country and around the world.
Now, your background, it's an interesting background, but relevant in this conversation in that you spent a lot of time in the wealth management business. How do you reapply that to, I don't know, shift a donor's thinking from charitable, doing good, to investing? Because I'm sure there's a really compelling business case to make that would say not only do we make people happier if they're alive, but also that we can reduce the costs that we pay to support the healthcare system if we've got cures on some of these illnesses that cost so much money to treat.
There's no question. There's a lot of lessons from my time in wealth management that are applicable to the work that I'm doing with my colleagues at the foundation. First of all, I think any good balanced portfolio needs to include philanthropy. There's a lot of good tax reasons to do it. Above and beyond that, though, I think the positioning that we've taken at the foundation and why this foundation has been so successful over the years is we're not asking people to do this just because they're grateful or they think it's the right thing to do. We actually need to demonstrate impact. And no different than if you're advising a client, you at the end of the year have got to demonstrate value. And I think that our team does an outstanding job with some of the brightest cancer research minds and clinical scientists in the world to really demonstrate how every dollar that comes in, whether it's directly coming in from a donor, whether it's coming off one of our lottery purchases or one of our events, that we can show how we're moving the needle. And by doing that, not only do we give the confidence to the people that are giving now, but it becomes not one time, but a lifetime of support.
Can you give us some examples of how you distinguish impact? And I ask because it's such an enormous challenge to think about. You said 200 cancers. It would be so much easier if you were doing something simple like eradicating polio. It's binary. You either eradicated it or you didn't. It's within our lifetime that we could fathom that happening. I'm sure if you had your druthers, you'd be able to knock off one of those 200 types of cancer every year and say, ta-da, we snapped our fingers and it's cured.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just like investors, they don't pay for mystery, they pay for history. And if you look at our 60-plus years of being in this space, you know, the history of Princess Margaret is rich. It's full of world's first major breakthroughs that have had a dramatic impact on our ability to eradicate and save eradicate cancer and save lives. People forget, here in Toronto in 1961, Princess Margaret was the home of where the stem cell was discovered. Almost 20 years later, we were the first cancer research center to identify the T cell receptor and clone it, which really became the birth of immunotherapy. And for those who don't know what immunotherapy is, it is one of the fastest growing areas of cancer treatment, where we're actually able to charge people's immune system to go after and attack cancer cells. So there are lots of examples along our 60-year history where we have been first, where we've had major breakthroughs that have been able to help those that are coming into our cancer center today and those across the country and elsewhere. And that's what people want to see. What have you done? Mm-hmm. Where are you going? And how are you going to measure that impact? And I think for every donor, it's a little different. But it's got to be a process that is highly participatory so that we understand exactly what sort of outcomes that they want to see. And then we have to follow up and ensure that not only are getting timely reports, but they're a part of that process. Because when you are investing in research, you might be going down one track, but something comes up and you've got to make a hard right. You've got to make sure that the donor is aware of that and they're along with you for that journey.
How did the scientists determine where those research dollars should go? And I'm again going to layer on this wealth planning perspective, because my time in corporate, what we would do is we'd have 10 projects, we'd calculate a net present value on each one of them, and there'd be certain hurdle rates. Some we might do for strategic reasons, others we would do just because the NPV was highest. How do you think about that? Because some of the cancers of those 200, I'm sure many of them are rare, and you're never going to have critical mass on treatment or cure. How do the scientists make those choices with finite dollars?
Yeah, there's no question. We have to prioritize, and obviously there are, as you mentioned, some of the many of those 200 or more cancers are very rare and specialized. We obviously don't have the luxury of turning away people when they come in, depending on the cancer. So to give you an example, anyone in Canada that is diagnosed with eye cancer, the only place that they can get treatment is actually at Princess Margaret. So we have people coming in from across the country who are diagnosed with that. Now, keep in mind, not very many people are diagnosed every year with it. But just like any good business, we have to identify the areas of treatment that we're already in, how we can go deeper in those areas, and also think about where is the science going and how are we not just going to lead, but how are we going to win in those areas so that the money that we're investing in is actually being positioned so that it can go out and get more money. Because it's not just our money that's helping support cancer research, industry contracts, government grants, as well as other agencies are following a lot of the investments that we're making. And that really is the magic that allows Princess Margaret to stand and be recognized as one of the top five in the world.
Just got a minute before we go here, but I do want to ask you about this tax smart giving program that you've got. Tell us what it is and how it works.
Yeah, I mean, we've got people that are out in the marketplace right now who are shopping. We're encouraging them as they're making their purchases to invest in cancer research. And the best way that they can do it is that they can come to www.pmcf.ca, give now. I think if we can be successful with campaigns like this, that it's only going to allow us to do more in this space, as well as turbocharge the networks that we have across the country and elsewhere to tackle this very difficult disease. And we absolutely believe that cancer is not going to be cured at one address, that it's going to take a global effort to do this together.
Best of luck to you, Michael. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Michael Burns, President and CEO of the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation.